That was Don't Stop Praying by Matthew West. We are so privileged to have Kaya Mapinda with us again today. Welcome, Kaya. So nice to have you here.
Thank you very much, Charlene, and a very good morning to all the Impact Radio listeners.
Oh, thank you. So just a recap. So Kaya is a pastor. He's an author. We spoke to him last week about the latest book he's written, which is From Singleness to Marriage. And if you did not know this, he's actually written three books. He wrote three books in 3 years, which is so phenomenal. But he's been really doing the work over the last few decades in ministry and marriage, raising children. And so this is really just the outpouring of his wisdom and his experience. So the two books we're going to chat about today, which are the first two books in his series, the first one is called Marriage Encountered, Dilemmas and Delusions. And this book is really written for, I mean, Kaya can explain a bit more about it, but it's written for young people who are coming into marriage, maybe with a bit of a past, a background, and need just to alter their worldview, just to come back to truth, come back to what God says, what is a correct way to think, and navigate very unique circumstances. And then the second book he wrote, A Sustainable Marriage, is written for married couples. It is, it was so profound for me to read it, the wisdom and the practical tools. You're a very practical man. And so, yeah, I love your work. I love your writing. And so thank you so much just for sharing this work with the world. So can you maybe just tell me, you know, you wrote this series of three books. You obviously had a very clear vision when you wrote these books. What was the inspiration for this series of books?
I wanted us to look at what is it that can help us in getting married, in sustaining our marriages. That's why the first book deals with dilemmas and delusions. Because in that book, I'm trying to see whether is the mistake not with the fact that we use an approach of choosing partners in choosing life partners. Because when you get married, you are choosing a life partner.
Yeah.
Now, people have a mentality of choosing partners with the intention of getting life partners. And the two are not the same.
Yeah.
So then in that book, I am saying, let's draw a line between an ordinary partner and a life partner.
Yeah.
A life partner is necessary for marriage.
Yeah.
It is a partner that you will spend the rest of your life with.
Mm.
A partner is for a season.
Mm.
It is for convenience during a particular season.
Yeah.
So therefore, in that book, I am saying, should the approach then be the same?
Yeah.
Should the mindset be the same?
Mm.
Should the standards be the same? Should considerations be the same?
Yeah.
We seem to confuse that.
Yeah.
We want to see the end product of a life partner, but through the standards of an ordinary partner.
Mm.
And we discover when we are married that this is not a material for life.
Mm.
Yet we're already inside marriage. And that becomes a recipe for divorce.
Yeah.
In most marriages. So those are the wisdom nuggets I'm trying to unpack.
Yeah.
In that first book.
Yes.
Then the second book, I'm saying, we must build something that will last. So right from getting married, have a mentality that I am getting married and my marriage will last.
Yeah.
So don't have an option of exiting, no matter what you may face along the way.
Yeah.
But have a mentality that says, I'm getting married once and for all.
Yeah.
even if there could be challenges like the Pharisees raised in Matthew 19 and in Mark 10, yeah. They approached Christ and said, is divorce not permissible if there are reasons?
Yeah.
You know, because they were changing what was supposed to be a lifetime to be circumstantial, to be conditional. And Jesus Christ had to take them back to the original design of marriage to say, have you not learned? Is it not written that they are no longer two, but one?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, therefore, when you decide to get married, first thing that should come to your mind, this is a decision that must last for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Therefore, I must be careful so that I don't choose anyone that I may find it difficult to spend the rest of my life with. So that's the essence of those two books, Charlene.
Yeah, no, it's so great. And I think I love what you say because, you know, when we're choosing a life partner versus just a partner, like you say, it's for a season. And
yeah.
I think when you know that it's for life, you know, I always think in my own marriage that, like, it's not an option for us to split up. So I'm going to do the work, you know. I'm going to make sure
yes.
that I do what I can to make sure that our marriage is good and that it's sustainable. If you kind of have it in the back of your mind, it might be temporary. It's not going to be worth the effort, isn't it? Yeah.
That's why maybe you can have a talk, with listeners, Charlene, on the issue of choosing a partner versus a life partner.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because unless we get it right from there, we are going to experience relationships that are characterized with abuse. Mm. We are going to experience divorces because right from the beginning, we never got it right because a person may be a good partner, but not a good life partner.
Yeah, no, that's so true. And if we come back to the first book, this Marriage Encounter, can you speak a little bit more to that? What are these dilemmas and delusions that you speak of?
Now, when it comes to dilemmas, it is the issue one of readiness. Now, when am I ready?
Mm.
And how do I know that the person is ready? Because many a times we just pay attention to age, to background, sometimes to resources. But I am saying some of the considerations that we must pay attention to is your personal readiness, is your self-development. If you want to get married, check whether as a person, are you ready or not?
Yeah.
Number two, check your moral standards. Are your moral standards fitting the decision you want to take?
Mm.
Because in Hebrews 13:4, Paul says, marriage must be honored in all. There are certain things that can be tolerated when you are single, which cannot be tolerated when you are married.
Yeah.
Marriage demands high moral standards.
Yeah.
Now, that's why then I am saying you have to start with yourself.
Mm.
How ready am I for the desire that I have to get married? Don't start looking for a partner before looking at yourself.
Yeah, I want to read this actually from chapter 2. Sorry to interrupt. But just this is a quote from your book. It says, as we choose our partner, we are also choosing responsibility, accountability, cooperation, transparency, and faithfulness. All these character traits must have been developed before deciding to get married. It's such a beautiful quote because it's true. It's we need to develop those character traits before we get married.
Yes. So that's the point of that. But when it comes to delusions, there I am dealing with the mental picture versus the realities.
Mm.
I am saying there are things that have been that have already been proven that they do not work.
Mm.
Don't be delusional and think that because it is you, they will work.
Mm.
For an example, being unequally yoked.
Yeah.
It's been proven it does not work.
Yeah.
So don't be delusional. Don't deceive yourself.
Yeah.
So there I am saying, don't try to alter the reality because of the mental picture you have. Mm. Subject your mental picture to the realities out there.
Yeah.
Don't think what has already been proven not to work, that it will work when it comes to you. You are not going to change stones into bread when stones have never been changed into bread in the past.
Yeah.
So don't be delusional. Face the reality.
Yeah.
That is the point. For an example, don't think that when you marry for wrong reasons, you will get good results.
Yeah.
You know, you are being delusional when you think that marrying for wrong reasons and then you'll get good results. Or don't think that when you are a wrong person, you will make a perfect choice. You cannot choose a person that is above who you are. A wrong person will never make a perfect choice.
Yeah.
Because your choice will always be a true reflection of who you are.
Yeah, no, that's so good.
We may not know at the time of your choice, but as the time goes on, I may not know you, but through your choices, I can tell who you are.
Yes. No, it's so good. And
I am saying, don't be delusional.
Yeah. No, and I think that's where accountability is so important. You know, I often think when you're young, your parents have red flags about the person you want to marry and you think they don't know what they're talking about. It, you know, sometimes they have their own agendas. So it's not to say that everyone who is a parent might know what's best for you. But I do believe that accountability, people that you trust, people you look up to, we need to trust people to speak into our lives when we can't see the wood for the trees sometimes. Sometimes we're trying to convince ourselves that something will work when it actually won't. So, yeah, I think it's such a good piece of writing.
It's just like Charlene, Abraham said to Eliezer, please make an oath that you will not get my son any girl from the Canaanites. And Isaac had to listen. And Abraham never told Isaac the reasons. But there's something profound that Abraham had discovered about the Canaanite women, ladies.
Said
two things, not from the Canaanite women, number one. Number two, don't force any woman that is not willing. Don't persuade that woman to be the wife of my son. Two important instructions.
Yeah.
He even prayed for Eliezer.
Yeah.
That don't deviate from these two things.
Yeah. Kaya, we're gonna need to be faster with our last questions because we could talk for so long about this topic. But just to move on to the book, A Sustainable Marriage, if you can maybe just summarize for us, you know, what is the ideal? What is this? You speak about marriage in God's eye. What is this purpose of marriage? What is this overarching purpose and goal of marriage?
It's just one purpose when you look at the design of marriage by God. It's that love which is unique from parental love, which is unique from your siblings.
Yeah.
So that's what makes marriage unique.
Yeah.
It, you get into a love relationship with someone whom you are not blood related with. So that out of that union, there could be a foundation for the society.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I'm trying to raise there, to say that's the mind of God about marriage. Then the second thing is that this unique relationship must be a true representative of Christ and the church. Which is very profound.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, no, I love that. I think what I love about what you're talking about, you know, I was listening to something the other day where we in society, you know, the younger generation, we've gotten to a point where everyone wants to believe their own truth. You know, they want to define truth for themselves. And what's happened is that people have thrown fundamental principles, they've thrown wisdom out the door. They can, you know, decide however they want to do it. And what I love is just coming back to a place of what is objective truth? What does the Bible say? You know, what are these principles that people have lived by and that work, that actually cause life to be abundant and to prosper? It doesn't mean it's without hardship, but yeah, I really love your wisdom.
Yes.
Thank you, Kaya. I really appreciate it. So this is Kaya Mapinda, author and pastor. And so I will send you a link on our WhatsApp line if you want to get a link to his books. They're available on Amazon, the Kindle version. So you can WhatsApp us on 071-364-0376. And I can send you a link. The first book was Marriage Encounter, Dilemmas and Delusions. And then the second one, A Sustainable Marriage, and the third one, From Singleness to Marriage. So go have a read, and it's a great thing to also gift to someone if they are in the process of choosing a spouse, or if they may be married and they need to just kind of go back to square one and just to work on it. Thank you so much, Kaya Mapinda. You are a wonderful man. Thank you so much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure, Charlene, and to all your listeners. God bless you. Thanks for the opportunity. All the best.
Thank you. Bye.